What is up, ladies and gentlemen? It is none other than X on the Beach After Show. You are in the right place. Let me tell you what's going on. Alicia shows up, turns the house upside down. Torai does faithful body shots. And Corey snitches on his boy. It's going down right now. Let's get it.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Fancy?
Yeah. Get it, Chelsea Cole. Get it, Chelsea Cole. Hey.
White girl dance.
Yeah. This is it. That's why you have to do the white girl dance to this music. That's what you have to do.
Exactly. It's what it's white girl.
Boom! You heard it here first. Exclusive. Ladies and gentlemen, what's up? It's your boy Lim Gonzalez here. And we have a great show. And next to me is the incomparable, the amazing, the lovely future baby mom. I'm just joking. Melody Rose.
See, I was going to say I always love your intros, but not today.
Why?
Because you try to play me. Let's move on.
I wasn't really trying to play you. Okay. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a guest host in the building. Yay. I'm super excited. We had him like 8 times.
I stay here.
I think he had a room in the back. He was here so much. But ladies and gentlemen, he's here as our guest host to break down the episode. Tyler is with us from AYTO Season 7.
Thank you for coming.
Well, what's up, guys? It's Mr. AK Taller Than Your Boyfriend. I'm here. And I love this show. You guys are so real.
Yes.
All right?
Yes. So real. It's guest time. Ladies and gentlemen, our first guest, because you know we have to have multiple. Our first guest here is you actually hearing her music. This is her music, and you should go and check it out and do the white girl dance with her. Ladies and gentlemen, Chelsco is with us.
Woo! Yeah. Thank you, girl.
She is one of the exes on X on the Beach, and I'm excited to talk to her because she had competition this episode. And of course, ladies and gentlemen, he is here. He lifted some weights right before he walked in the door. Ladies and gentlemen, Torai is with us.
What's going on?
Yeah, man. That $1 million smile.
Yeah.
It turned upside down this week.
It did. I went wild.
Yeah, you did. I didn't even know your voice could get that high. Like,
I don't think I've really heard his voice.
Yeah. I'm telling you. He opened up. So let's get into it. What do we think about this episode?
I thought it was really... Finally, they're so messy. Yes. And I'm so... Thank you, God, for giving us Alicia. Thank you.
I have a question. Because I know Alicia was making waves in the house before she got there. Were you guys excited for her to come? Just a little bit in the back again. Yeah. Were you guys a little excited? Because I know it gets boring in that house.
I mean, I was. I wanted to see who this Alicia chick was. I had no idea who she was before coming on the show. Everybody was talking about her, and there was a lot of drama surrounding her name.
I was stoked, man. I was like, get the drama off me now, please. Yeah. Like, so done. So done. I was like, you know, the airtime is nice and all, but can I breathe for a second?
Right.
So knowing she was coming in hot, I was like, we're golden. We're good. Let's do this, please.
And it was interesting how she came in because, of course, we saw everyone else wash above the shore. Right, in a fishnet.
MTV had to play everybody.
Exactly. And then she's waiting for Corey and Taylor in the Hall of Secrets. I know what I call that. I'm going to get it wrong every time. I'm going to call it something different every single show. The Shack of Secrets. And so, and I loved like Corey's reaction because he's just like, oh my God. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Oh my God. And then like Taylor's like, not knowing what's going on.
I mean, did they really think that they were going to have a bed and some roses? Really? You guys don't watch MTV?
Oh, I thought they were. I mean, I was naive, I guess.
What?
I didn't know.
Everybody was saying that though.
I never in a million years would think it's MTV. They don't want you guys to get along. Like,
yeah, I found that out the hard way.
No, that was crazy. She was there waiting. And not only was she waiting, but she was already turned up. Turned up, and then they had that amazing iPad device that immediately showed her that they were both making out.
Yes, I love that they get to show the dirt. Like, here you go,
so
girls.
So messy.
The tablet of terror.
Yeah.
There you go.
The tablet of terror.
In the Hall of Secrets. What is it?
Shack of Secrets.
Let me get it right. In the Shack of Secrets. So, Tyler, you asked the question. So, regarding Alicia, you know, being there, and... based on someone's phone is going off. Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Can you, yeah, come on now. Get it together. Get Chelsea.
No, I don't have another phone in here.
Is it Chris Ferris calling you?
No.
Oh, he's watching live.
I have another phone I didn't know about. They're doing this.
She's got two phones. Two phones. Isn't that a song?
I'm sorry, two phones.
Chelsea, whatever. Out. You plan that. Call me on my second phone. My phone's out like in the back somewhere. Yeah, wait, whatever. Going back to Tyler, were you surprised to see Alicia there? Because you asked about it. Were you surprised?
I wasn't surprised because they talked about it in the first episode. Mm-hmm. But I really didn't know how she was going to be because she's walking in the house. She doesn't know what's going on. She thought she's going back to her boo. But no, that wasn't the case. I feel bad. She looked very distressed, distraught the entire episode. Yeah. I don't know how she did that. I don't know how long she stayed in the house because we don't know yet. But
right.
I don't know how she lived through that house.
I felt, and we've seen Alicia, a few adaptations, right? She's been on, we've seen her, of course, on Are You the One?
Yeah.
We've seen her on, she was on Second Chances, I believe. So we've seen her quite a bit. And then she was on The Challenge. She's making her rounds. And so she does come off kind of as, she might not have been on Second Chances, but anyway, we've seen her on TV, right?
Yeah.
She's making her rounds through MTV. And so in this particular time, I will say, because she does come off like very strong and aggressive and, you know, how she is, but she seemed very, I did feel bad for her. I legit felt bad because I was like, she was, you know, Tarai, and you can even attest to this. You didn't know what's going on.
Right. Everyone was talking shit about her.
Right.
Yeah. So, if I walked into a hostile situation like that and everyone was talking about me.
Exactly.
I wouldn't know how to act.
Was Angela the only one going around? Was she the originator of all the shit talking?
She was, actually. Ooh, okay. She talked a lot of shit and she told everyone in the house, once she comes, she has to leave. And
But I feel like it was everyone. Like, everyone was talking bad about her. Nothing. Anyone who knew her had a bad story. Like, I even bought into it. And then when I met the girl, I was like, oh, you chill.
I mean, Corey said good things about her. So it wasn't everybody wasn't against her. Faith and Jasmine weren't against her. It was really like Angela underhanding everything and telling everyone that she had to go once she got in.
Because she would be a threat? Like, what? I mean,
I don't know. I could never figure that out. And that always, like, frustrated me with Angela in our situation. If you're done with your ex, why are you still fighting over him with another girl? You know? That was in the past. Put that behind you. Move forward. And she couldn't do that, obviously.
Well, speaking of that, because we did bring this up in our news and gossip segment last week, where Angela had beef with her because of Derek. Yeah. Because, and they even mentioned it on the show that Angela and Derek were an item for a while. And while they were an item, supposedly Derek had hooked up with Alicia or something of that nature. Yeah, so Angela had beef with her because of Derek. And Derek's in the house, and then Angela's in the house. Angela and you are getting along just Jim Dandy.
We're getting to know each other.
Until you start getting down with the faithness.
oh, God.
But speaking of that, though, there was already beef there. And so it would make sense for Angela to kind of stir up the house and be like, yo, y'all need to get this girl out of here because of her own personal feelings against her.
Yes.
Right?
Mm. I mean, I understand that, but honestly, Alicia didn't do anything wrong to her. I mean, when Derek and Angela were together, Alicia and Derek weren't hooking up. I mean, at least from what I know. It was a situation that happened before they were together, and then Angela felt some type of way about that. And, I mean, she needs to move past that.
It's not a good look.
It's not a good look at all.
No.
All I know is Angela is about that life.
She is.
Every single day. I mean, Are You the One? That's where I came from. None of the girls were about that life. Like, not to call out any names. Uche, Zoe. Everyone would talk shit about each other. Nobody would fight. Angela's throwing the man.
Yeah.
Every single day.
Because she's BGC. Yeah. So.
She is. That Bad Girls Club.
Yeah.
It's entertaining.
It is entertaining. You know what else is entertaining is our lovely person that owns this network, Marina Menounos, has a podcast that you really should check out. And if you want to have fun and you want to learn and grow in all areas of your life, because you do, we all do, right? Absolutely. Conversations with Maria Menounos podcast edition is hosted by our AfterBuzz founder and drops every Friday on iTunes. iTunes. From health to wellness to career, relationships, fiancés, excuse me, finances. I can't read right now. And more. You know, because everybody, fiancés. You know, it's all that, you know, I'm telling you. Let Maria be the big sister that you always wanted. So if you want to check this out, go to iTunes and subscribe to Conversations with Maria Menounos for free. And also, speaking of iTunes, great segue, you can check out Chelsko's new single, which she said is better than the song that we played, and it's called what?
Masterpiece.
Masterpiece.
Music video coming soon.
Music video coming soon. Okay. So yeah, you can check that out. You can listen to that, and then you can go to Maria Menounos' podcast and then check that out as well. Speaking of Chelsko, you also had some drama this episode because you had competition.
Yes,
Britney Spears showed up. and Rec Shop. Her name is Haley. I think she looks like Britney Spears. I'm just saying.
She was cute. She was cute.
She was cute. She was cute. So, how are you feeling before Haley shows up? How are you feeling about your ex, Chris?
Little bit that they like cut out.
Okay, yeah, let's talk about
it. Was the whole fact that the entire time that I've been there, I'm just trying to chill. I'm just like, look, I'm not gonna be your friend. This is nothing. So let's like leave it like it is, make the past in the past, move on. You know, like I'm making friends with everyone in the house. I'm like, just stay out my business. Like, yeah, like I still have cared for him. I was hurt by him. Found out the day before I got on the show that he's taking my car and hooking up with some girl in my car while I'm at work.
Oh.
So I walked in like, I'm very mad at you right now. Like, please just like. You know, I walked in so upset, and I'm just like, I walked into literally a fire pit. Like, I literally walked into the lion's den because they all were on his side already, and I was like, I'm not here to be friends. I'm not friends with this guy. Like, I have done everything I can to, like, salvage this relationship or friendship, whatever it was. We had a whole band together. We were like, we did everything together. He lived with me. We did everything together. We were inseparable. Wow. And then when I find out that the moment I fucking go to work to make money for us, he's slamming some girl in the back of the library in my car. Come on, man. Like, no. Like, put me down one more time in my mama's sweater. Please.
What?
God.
Quick side note. We are not therapists. We cannot help you. All right.
Engineer, I think we need some bomb dropping music on that one. That was
wild.
Crazy. So all of that was going on prior to you coming into the house.
Yes.
And of course, we're not privy to any of this.
Yeah.
So then you see this chick, Haley, come.
Well, the day before she comes.
The day before she comes.
He knows she's going to come. He comes up to me. He literally is like, I'm concerned. I feel like she's going to come. And I say to him, like, what's the problem? As long as you're nice, we're chilling. I don't have beef with this girl. I know her. I've been partied with her before. Like, I saw her at a party. She came up to me. She's like, making sure we're cool. I'm like, we're cool, whatever. Like, we have no beef. I have no problem with her. And I'm like, what's the problem? Like, he's already, anticipating something's gonna... I'm like, what's the problem? I'm not with you. Like, do what you want. Like, we're chilling. Like, just don't start drama. And then she comes. And no, also, he cries. They didn't even, like, use that moment. He cries in my arms.
All the tea is skipping.
He cries in my arms. I am holding him. I'm like, you're okay. I got you. Like, I have had your back since day one, and I'm not gonna stop. She rolls up, and he's like... Well, I like to get turnt with her, so I'm not really sure I need you anymore.
That impression is spot on, by the way.
You can Uber your damn that. Self home from the airport after this shit and find another place to live.
Ooh. Ooh.
Fuck you.
Bombs dropping! Oh, my gosh. Yeah, okay, so needless to say, you're not happy. That's what that sums up.
Not stoked.
You're not happy. Haley shows up, and she seems like a nice girl, but it seems like she kind of got caught up in this melee between... him not being totally honest with you. Is that safe to say?
Yeah. No, okay. The poor girl's just, like, thrown in, and they're all making me look like I'm like, oh, Chris, I want Chris. But it was like, seriously? Like, it just, she got thrown in, and I was like, look, you do you. I didn't even trip. I was like, you be all over her, whatever. Like, I'm going to be over here doing my thing, reading, literally on the in the thing, I'm reading my Bible, like, chilling. Right.
Yeah, I saw that.
And, like, literally, they're making me look like I'm tripping. Little do they know, a week prior, like, if he had even seen me with another guy, he would trip. He would flip a shit. He saw me kiss a guy one time, lost his shit. And here I have to sit there, and he's grinding on her on the couch, all over her, making out with her, sleeping next to her, and I'm just sitting there like, not even going to... Not even trip.
Being the bigger person.
Yeah. So besides this beautiful relationship that you guys have, you feel like Chris started all this shit. You had nothing to do with it.
Of course I had. Of course I take part. Of course. I mean, there's always two sides of the story, for sure. And like, you see like the memes and the shit that's out about me. I am like attitude, like slothed in attitude. Like I'm a big fucking pill to swallow. Like, it takes a man to deal with this kind of woman. And I get that. Okay. But, like, and I definitely did my part. You know, I'm a flirt. And in the beginning of our relationship, I'm still talking to my exes. Like, I'm a big pain in the ass. But, like, I was so loyal to him, and he knew that. And in the end of the day, like, when it came down to it, I would not touch another man. I would not be caught dead cheating on him. And he did cheat on me. So, like, in the end of the day, like, I know I'm a lot to handle, but damn, that's what you got two hands for. Figure it out.
Oh, wow. Wow. Sound bite. You got two hands. Figure it out. She was taking him to his DJ sets, like, holding the crates, like, all of that. I had the crates with her, like, I got you. Like, that's crazy. And I'm glad that you're here to explain all that, because you get to tell your side. Because obviously, we had no clue of any of that.
Zero.
You know, you kind of come off as, like, oh, what? You know, and then, you know, the bitter person. Not knowing why you're bitter.
Yeah.
There's a whole thing behind why you're bitter.
Exactly. Everyone's like, she looks like she's just rejected and sad in the corner. I'm like, the fuck?
Yeah. I think that's a good time to get into news and gossip.
I think
because
we have to.
I think it's juicy already. And so,
Okay.
So, Melody, take away.
All right, let's just get right into it, you guys. I'm just going to keep this short and simple because there's a lot of tweets going on. There's a lot of mean tweets going on.
Oh, yeah.
There's a lot of mean IG posts going on. But you know what I really hate is that they're posting and then deleting. But lucky for y'all, I know how to screenshot, and I do.
Get the receipts on them. Get the receipts
on them. So, we're going to start with Chelsko. Her and Chris have been going back and forth on Twitter. If you haven't seen, Chris blocked her, then unblocked her. But what I really didn't like, what really got under my skin, was this sort of meme calling her a man. And he went and posted that. But didn't have the balls to leave it up. He, you know, deleted it right away. Then wanted to apologize to the transgender community, but not Chelsko at all. Whatever.
Wow.
And then we have Tarai, our beautiful Tarai.
Oh my God.
This morning, you may have seen Angela host a little something saying, "Girl, you can keep him and his negative bank account. I'm good over here."
Ooh.
But then she deleted it.
Oh, wow.
I feel like that's enough for today, so they can go ahead and discuss. So make sure you guys tune in every week, because I'm looking at these tweets, I'm looking at these comments, I'm screenshotting, and I will bring them here every week.
I saw the popcorn.
It's, yeah, for real.
I saw the popcorn.
You know, I had to bring it up.
Oh,
so Tarai, I actually commented on that tweet.
Me too. I did the little popcorn when she said negative bank account.
Yeah, I just said the shade. That's what I just said.
Is MTV not cutting a check? Right. Or what's going on there?
MTV paid me. I'm looking good. I'm living good. I work in the fitness community. I'm doing my thing.
So why would she put something like that?
I'm not a ball player, though. I don't make league money. I'm not out here, you know, in the NBA or in the MLB like the guys that slide in her DMs or who she's talking to.
Ooh, the
you
life
know what
is
mean?
Tough.
So
the life is tough. I know. I feel that, brother.
I ain't got that. I'm an honest man making a hardworking living, you know, and if she couldn't respect that, she couldn't respect that.
Yeah.
You know, but my bank account is not negative. Let's set it clear. It's not negative.
Direct deposit job yesterday.
That's why she deleted it. Why you delete it?
Right. Mine is because Chris spent it all.
Oh. Poor Chris. So going to you, Chelsko, you know, you said you took care of him. It's, you know, I want to say this, because in the beginning, when they're introducing everyone, he was touted as being an international DJ.
International.
Okay, so what is international?
Yeah.
International?
Right. Because I wanted to ask you that, because I'm thinking an international DJ is going to have a little bit of money in their pockets. So you're saying, does international, is he crossing like borders of LA? Like it goes from like North Hollywood to Melrose? Like I'm just wondering, like, does that kind of crossing the street?
He may be an international DJ. I just miss those shows.
Ooh.
Oh, okay.
You know, he loves what he does, and like, I'm not gonna bash his art, his, you know, what he does. And like, because I'm a struggling artist. We're all struggling artists. He had my back in every way that he could. And that's why I did like keep him around and like stick around for as long as I did. Because I was like, I'm not one of those girls that's like, I need money. Like, you need to take care of me. Like, no, I was like, you take care of me by like suggesting, like, do you want to go to Yogurtland for tasters? Like, the fact that you would think that I want that, that means something right there. I'm like, yeah, I do, actually, you know? And just, like, we had such good times with, like, no money. We didn't need that. And so it's like, you know, I'm not one to, like, bash his career. Like, he's doing it like all of us broke-ass, hardworking artists in this 100. Town, you know? And so, like, yeah, like, I had his back. I took care of him because I didn't have much either. Like, I'm not one out here being like, I'm rich. I'm like, no, I'm broke. Hello. I'm an artist, too. I spent all my money on my music. All of it. Like, boom, boom, boom. All of that shit. Because that's what matters to me. And he was the same way. And, like, so what I had, I gave to the relationship or the friendship, whatever it was. And so that's when it was like, what we have for each other is each other's backs.
I feel
so
that.
When I get you on this fucking show and then I show up and you get me kicked off, now you fucking have a problem. Now we have beef.
I see.
I don't think you took a breath.
Chelsko goes in. I will say I commend Chelsko. She goes in. Like, when she's saying something, she's going to say it all the way through and make sure she's done.
I'm like a mermaid. I look cute, but then I'll kill you if I want to.
I think we should go into a special segment. Do we have special segment music? I don't know. We've never done that.
No, we haven't.
We don't. She's like, the engineer's like, no. can we play like the Jeopardy? I don't know. Anyway, I want to go to Torai for this special segment because we kind of teased this at the beginning. He got a little cozy with Faith.
Yeah, he wasn't that faithful.
Yeah.
Oh, word? I was in a relationship now? Okay.
I mean,
right.
You guys are in here calling it a relationship.
Right.
So. I didn't say that. I mean, run the tape.
I will say this, and we talked about this before, and these reality shows, they do kind of come for you guys.
Oh, yeah.
And you know as well, Tyler, in regards to like, oh, my gosh, she cheated on her. Wait, I've known this person 3 days. Like, I can't cheat on somebody I've known 3 days. Like,
especially
come on,
with
like,
the person fighting with their ex exactly. Right when I walk on the beach. And you're fighting with the girl over your ex. Come on now.
Right.
That's silly. Yeah.
I could see how maybe you have made a connection and, you know, you're vibing. 100. But to call it an ex, you know, you're in a relationship and now you're cheating on this person with someone else is a little too far. I will give you that. However, my friend, the booty body shots, though, that's what I want to talk about because you did kind of go all the way in.
Like,
yeah, what that tongue do?
Yeah.
I mean, like, I went on a date with an amazing girl, great personality, good energy, and it was body shots. I enjoyed myself. I had a great time. That's all I can sum it up to. I mean, when you're in it, you're in it. I mean, Faith is an amazing person, and her body is banging. So, I mean, I dove right in. I'm not going to lie about it.
When you guys came back to the house, did Angela not ask, like, what happened?
Well, we didn't really have time to talk about what happened just because we were going into the elimination following that date. So I wanted to really take the time to, like, set aside and bring Angela to the side and tell her what happened on that date. But we didn't get the opportunity to do that. And I also talked to Faith before entering the house, letting her know, like, hey, I'm going to let Angela know. Let me do that service to her. But as you guys see, we get to the elimination, and it all blows up into my face.
Yes,
your boy
does.
Played you.
Yes, oh, everybody played me that day. Chris played me. Corey played me. Man.
Yeah, you got played all the way around. I want to go back to the beginning, because at the very beginning of the episode, we see Faith and you kind of being flirtatious.
Definitely.
So I feel like there was a little spark that started there. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, and to make a good point also in your defense is that it wasn't like you took Faith and said, let's go in the corner and you know, do some shots. You were told to go onto a date and have a good time on that date.
Definitely.
So, and you did not hesitate to have a good time.
I didn't. I mean, like I said, I love Faith as a person. Mm-hmm. When I saw her throughout the house, I was smiling, cheerful. But I went to the house making connections with good people. You know, that's why I went to the house. I wanted to see who was going to be a good fit for me, a good match for me. But unfortunately, I wasn't on Are You the One? It wasn't set up to be like that. So, you know, after I went through those situations, after I spoke with Faith, I guess, you know, I kind of set myself up for that a little bit just because we're vibing so much. And we had a good connection on, like, a friendship level. And honestly, that went up through the roof on our date.
Tyler, you were on Are You the One?
I was.
Very recently. Have you ever, what has been your experience from what Tarai was talking about kind of, you know, going on a date and then kind of blowing up in your face?
So this is what happens on MTV. Anything that happens on the date, you got to come back and just scream it from the rafters because it'll blow up in the next event you guys have. I know whatever schedule you guys have, they try to push you through, but you got to say it as fast as you can.
Yeah.
But I know they don't want you to do it, but like that's how it works. But I can see how you can have that friendship with somebody. I was with Nicole on my date, and even though we were friends first, like just the atmosphere, and you guys have the little setup that you guys, MTV sets up for you, it gets really romantic, and then things can happen.
It does.
You feel each other.
Yeah. For sure. It got like that. And I mean, like I said, I took advantage of the situation and I had fun. I don't regret it at all. You know, I was there for a reason. I went on a dating show. I wasn't in a relationship. So why not go out on a date and have fun with another person?
We'll talk about, you know, you getting outed out during the elimination, which was kind of crazy. And this is when your voice, you know, went up a few octaves. I remember that happening.
Opera singer all of a sudden.
Chelsko, what was the mood? Because obviously you had your situation going on. What was the mood at elimination just as a whole?
Oh God, it was like the worst ever. It was like walking into, like, again, a lion's den. I guess it's like my home now. No, it was just like, it was so tense. Like, there was so much tension because everyone was pissed at everyone. I was like walking on eggshells. Everyone was mad at Chris. Like, everyone was just mad. And it was just like, also, they had us be quiet. We couldn't like talk for like an hour. What was it, hour or two prior?
It was quiet.
Like, silence. We were all heated. And I wasn't really, I didn't know what was going on because I'm not one of the people eliminating everyone else, but they knew. And so they're all getting hot and heated and they weren't allowed to talk about it. So it's just like building. Yeah. And then we go in and we're just like, it was about to pop any moment. So that moment it did, it like went and went and went and went. Like,
because there's this is the second time that you guys are now voting someone off, right? So there was a little bit of a strategy that was going on.
They tried, but they're too messy.
Right. And so it seemed like part of the house wanted to get rid of Alicia.
Yeah.
And then the part of the house, or based on your boy, wanted to get rid of you.
Yeah.
Can you talk
basically
about that?
Basically, the whole house wanted Alicia out. And Chris wanted me out. And the thing is that, like, again, they don't go over, is that he had, prior to that elimination, basically bribed me and was like, if we can be friends again, like, I will make sure you stay. And I refused to do it. So he, like, was like, okay, then I'm going to have you kicked off. And then he went around and wasn't until I didn't know. I was completely blindsided because I was chilling. I finally, like, because I was at a bad place with everyone when I came in the house because I came in so hot and I didn't think about anyone else. I was just so hurt that I was just defending myself. But I was finally in a good place with everybody. And it was until Corey comes up to me and Corey's like, your boy's going around trying to get you kicked off. And I was like, the fuck? Like, I didn't do anything to him. He's happily with Haley. And I'm like, y'all have fun. I'm going to be over here. If I find another boy, I'll be happy. Until that point, I'll be chilling, you know? And like, so I'm like taken aback by like, wait, everyone wants Alicia out and you're trying to get me out? The fuck? And that's why everyone turned and got mad at him because they're like, you're being a selfish little fucker if you're going to go around being like, I need my ex out. Like, no, why? What am I doing to stop you, prevent you from being with Haley? Like, by all fucking means, please clean out my garbage. I cannot take it anymore.
Take it out. Jeez. Okay. So was so obviously we were going into that. Tarai, going back to you, you were, you know, again, blindsided by Corey, as we teased earlier. Had we saw where you talked to Corey. You talked about it.
We have a what quick question about that. When you were talking to Corey, did you bring up the body shots or did you say Faith likes me? Because that's what it looked like.
During that conversation, we talked a little bit about the date. I think I may have brought up body shots. They said that, or it aired that I said body shots, but I don't remember saying that to Corey. But he did say, hey, I think she has something for you. And I'm like, definitely she has something for me, because me and Faith have talked on numerous occasions and she has been vocal in telling me, like, hey, I'm feeling you. I like you. And, you know, me, I kept my distance. I got Angela in my back pocket. I don't really want to disrupt that at all. You know, so I played it cool as long as I could. But Faith was going through it. She didn't have any connections at the time while we were in the house. She wanted to leave the house. You guys see a scene of Faith and I talking outside of the house, and it's basically me talking to her like, hey, you don't have to go. You know, we don't know what's going on. We don't know what they're going to throw our way. Maybe it's me and you on a date next. I don't know. But I want to give her a little bit of hope that things were going to go her way in that house. And I mean, like you guys see, it blew up in my face. You know, I can't be a good or nice guy in that situation.
Well, you can. I think you played off well.
You still took it really well. Like, yeah.
You come off really nice. He's kind of, well, for now, he's like the Tyler of the show.
Oh, yeah. I see myself a lot in you, young son.
I see you too, man.
There you go.
See this? I see the similarities. They were talking earlier out of a good, nice guy conversation. Yeah. How nice are you? I don't know. I'm kind of nice. I'm nice too. Man, we should hang out.
No, they were sitting there when they were out there. Did somebody ask how tall you are? I thought, yeah. How tall are you?
I don't know.
Good conversation. Good vibes.
I don't know. You eat cotton candy? Me too. It's great. I don't know what nice guys talk about. Started spitting poems to each other.
I got a couple.
See, I knew it. I knew it.
Wow. Amen.
So being on the nice guy trip, I mean, to get you heated, it just didn't come out of nowhere.
No, it was, it compiled over time. You know, I get into a
house.
Yeah. Like, I get into a house, I think it's going to be all good vibes. I'm going to meet hot chicks. I'm going to be on a vacation. I'm going to be all good. And then you're telling me the girl I'm building with, her ex is showing up. And then she's going to argue with him. And then the girl he cheated with pops up on the beach. Like, come on, man. I'm done with this shit at that point. You know, like, I was fed up at elimination and everybody felt it. I told everybody not to say shit to me and they didn't say shit. Everybody was quiet. I leave. And then they go, oh, take me home. I'm mad. No, like, come on. I was fed up. You know, you don't treat people like that. And you know, I was happy to be there and meet new people and do what we did. But, I mean, you don't need to act like how you're acting.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we got ratchet.
It kind of came off sort of, some of the people come off as bullies this episode, too.
We got some mean people in the house.
Yeah.
You know, I really want to run it and have things go their way and just their way. And, I mean, it's telling that your life is like that. You're used to things going your way and mm-hmm. things being given to you.
Yeah.
It's hard.
You know, for me, I didn't like that.
Well, going back to, you know, talking about mean people, you know, going back to the Lisa situation
yeah.
and how she was kind of just treated overall, I don't think it was completely fair.
No. She has her
right.
thoughtiness to her.
Well, yeah.
But she doesn't need to be bullied.
And that's the thing. It's like you can, you know, we've seen her disagree with people on several shows. As right. we said, you know, she's been on several MTV shows. However, that being said, to stir up stuff for other people who have no relationship with her
exactly.
and have no knowledge even of her, yeah. and then to then get them to be mad because you're mad, then that's where I think the lines are crossed.
Exactly.
Because then you come into this hostile environment, and most of these people you don't even know. You haven't done anything wrong, too, for them yeah. to be mad. So I think that was messed up on their part. And, you know, Angela seemed to be the spearheading yeah. of that. And Taylor, of course, she was egging Taylor, go over there. Last week, Taylor get rowdy. So she did kind of go over there and she peeked out the door.
Taylor's so sweet. She took it really well.
You said hood. No.
Taylor has been training at MTV to be one of these ratchet girls because when on her season, it was like level one. Then she came back on our season, it was level two. Now she's level three. And I don't know. I don't know if she's going to come back on the challenge or whatever, but I don't know if I'm ready for level four.
I think she'll stay at level three.
Stay at level three? The rowdy level? Which maybe she'll get to the hood level.
No, she'll stay at rowdy.
I want to see your swing so bad.
But Angela was egging her on for sure.
Yeah, 100%. Angela was in her corner telling her to do this, telling her to do that. And she was like that most of the season with a lot of people.
We should have a drinking game to go get your man. And just rewatch it shot every time she says it.
Yeah, she said it a lot. Like, go get your man. And mm-hmm. if we took a shot right now for every time she said it, we'd be wasted.
It would be.
Yeah,
we'd be dead.
You'd be dead. Okay, so we're going to get into predictions in just a minute. But before we get into that, I want to go back to Chelsko because Chris does get called out on his scheming ways. Did you feel vindication with that, or did you feel like that was not enough?
I don't know. I'm not really, like, I'm not one to get back. Like, I love how Angela has other girls' backs and is like, okay, you know, it's on people. But I have a hard time. Like, I'm so, like, subtle. I mean, obviously, as you've seen, I have my moments where I, like, speak out. But for the most part, like, I try not to get my revenge just because it's not my personality type. And not from, like, where I'm from. I'm from, like, the beach where we smoke weed and talk it out. And it's chill, you know? And but karma has my back. So I was sitting there like, I knew what would happen. Like, I was just, you know, chilling. Like, I did, like, when just seeing everyone turn on him, I was like, I told you guys. Like, like, I just, you know. And it wasn't like, I don't want him hurt. I don't want to see him in pain. Like, I want my life to be happy. And if that means having to remove my best friend who's fucking me over to do that, then that's what I'm going to do. But it wasn't like, I want to see you miserable. Nah, like, I just... But that always happens. Like, when he cheated on me, his laptop got broken, and the girl he cheated with sold his DJ equipment on eBay.
Okay.
So, like, karma has our backs, and, like, we all got to know that. Like, there's no reason to, like, get revenge and get all up and bothered, you know? Like, I don't want to see him miserable. He's doing well. He's, like, you know, whatever. Like, that's good. But, like, if you're going to, like, hurt me, you're going to get hurt. Like, that's how it works. Everything goes around. It's energy.
I believe that. Give it up for Chelsko dropping knowledge.
Yeah. Keeping it real.
Right. Keeping it all the way real. Mm. That being said, let's get into our predictions. Let's do that.
Uh-oh. And now, AfterBuzz TV prediction.
Uh-oh. All right.
So I'm going to go to our guest host first, Mr. Tyler.
All right.
What do you predict going into? I mean, we saw how this episode ended very heated.
And I was so right about what happens next week, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Bring that back up.
I already said somebody was going to hook up with their ex. I said somebody in the studio, and it was Angela or Taylor. And we see Angela with her tongue down Derek's throat.
Wow. Mm.
Yeah. She told me nothing was there. Oh.
Ooh.
Okay.
Ooh.
Okay.
So that does happen. We do see that for sure. So that's going to happen. And it seemed like, and that was like right after.
Exactly right after my date. Wow. Like, she
so do you feel
that.
Like she was just waiting for the opportunity to kiss Derek?
Dude, she was plotting from the beginning to get back with Derek, in my opinion. I mean, the way she was moving with me, it just seemed, now looking back on the situation, it seemed more vicious and malicious as she was trying to get back at Derek and have him see her with someone else. So, like, for her to move so quickly with me, now I'm coming full circle with it. And it's like, girl, you were playing me. Like, I got played on national TV. You're talking to your ex and you're about to get back with him on this show. Like, come on now. You didn't really rock with me. You didn't want me.
Wow.
Going back to you, Tyler, what else do you think is gonna pop off?
I think Taylor. We're going to see some level 4, level 5
you're
stuff.
Not.
That's a good one. No, that's
level
a good
4
one.
Is hood. She's not, no, rowdy.
But she's going to stay rowdy.
Rowdy.
I don't know, because Alicia's there. Uh-huh. They're not meshing, as we can see. And Taylor just has this newfound courage. I don't know where she got
from.
You
think it's from Angela?
You know, it's nice to have a little, like, dog barking in the background. But I think that's going to be a fight. I think there's going to be something. Something nasty happen there.
Okay. I think that Alicia is not going to stay silent. I think that she took a beating, you know, coming into the house from Angela, from everybody. True. But I think she's going to, in this next episode at least, she's going to fight back.
Level 4?
Like, oh yeah. I think she might get to, I mean, but she's, I think she's already.
She's already. She, yeah, we can call her a hood.
Yeah,
we can.
Yeah, I think she's gonna, she might go level 5. Because we do, going back to our first episode, and speaking of our first guest, Angela, she did say that there was a confrontation.
Yes, she did.
In the house at some point. So if it's not next episode, it may be the one after. But obviously, we're going to see
something anyone,
jump off.
You know, mops anyone with the floor.
Right.
You know.
Yeah, we'll see.
Yeah, we will see.
Excited. I'm hopeful. You're funny.
I'm with you.
I mean, you know, we want the drama, right?
Yeah,
we want the drama. But I do, I mean, I love how this season is and how, like, every episode it keeps building and it keeps giving us more and more, and the drama keeps intensifying and we start seeing it, and these exes start coming in. Pretty soon, you know, you're going to have like 5 exes, you know, on the show or something. And we haven't seen an ex from Torai yet.
You guys are in.
I just hope you remain the nice guy in the show. You're going to disappoint me otherwise.
You'll You'll see.
You'll hear me right here.
Yeah. Nice guys.
Yeah, we know that with MTV.
It's going down. But ladies and gentlemen, that has been our show. We want to thank you so much for tuning in. We want to thank everyone that was in the live chat. Sorry we couldn't get to you this particular episode, but thank you for those that were in there and that were chatting away. Again, I've been your host, Lim Gonzalez, and you can find me everywhere on social media at The Poet Saint, all day, every day. And you can check out my website, stayonthemic.com. Melody Rose, where are you at?
You guys can follow me everywhere at Melody_Rose.
Yeah.
You can follow me at Tyler semicolon everything.
That's everything. Everything. Nice. Let's go. All right.
Check me out on Twitter and Instagram at Bionic Brooks. You already know where to find me.
Yeah.
And I'm at Chelsco Official everywhere. Check out my new music video because I really like it.
Yes, and that's on iTunes, right?
It's going to be on YouTube. Just Chelsco. There's not another Chelsco with a K. Right. There's only one, baby.
Chelsco with the K. Okay. Chelsco with the K.
Yeah.
Yes.
And make sure you tune in next week because, you know, we're going to have more guests. We're going to have more surprises. It's going down. And Melody Rose is beautiful herself.
Yeah.
Boom. Whoop, whoop.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.